And now, yoga. That's the first Yoga Sutra. And now, yoga. The second sutra, yoga is the settling of the mind into stillness. Yoga is the settling of the mind into stillness. So holding that intention, bring your hands to your belly. And just like we do each morning, arrive into this position, lying on your back, legs up the wall. Settle in with your breath. Relax your back. And gently letting go of the morning that you've had so far, bring your awareness into this moment, this breath, this body, this position, right here, right now, this beautiful moment. And in your own way, invite an intention to arise for your practice, for your day. And when you're ready to move a little, just flex and point your feet. Flex your feet, point your toes towards your head, point your toes up to the sky. Just a few rounds of this, waking up the soles of your feet. The soles of your feet open to the light. Usually they're on the ground. And now they're open to receive. Take your arms out to the sides into a T, the letter T, with your palms up. Soles of your feet and palms of your hands in the Yoga Darshan, their secondary chakras, receive the benefits that are all around you. There's the light of day. It's the warmth that comes in with the sun. And the waters nearby, they provide vitality. Receive the vitality that comes in from the oceans, the creeks, the streams, the rivers, the lakes, even the puddles. And when you're ready to move a little more, if you have it available to you, open your legs into a nice wide V. Drop your chin a little so the back of your head is on your mat or on your pillow. And now bring your hands to your outer knees or thighs and bring your legs back together. And now go into the butterfly pose. Bring the soles of your feet together, knees out to the sides, little toe sides of your feet against the wall. Drop your feet down towards your body, and with your hands on your knees or inner thighs, just a gentle press, inviting little opening in your hip joint area. Bring your hands to your knees, bring your knees back together, and take your legs back up the wall. So with your legs up the wall, your legs are in an inversion, and they seldom get to be in this position. So let's stay here for a little longer. Inversions are very good for the body. Gravity lets everything settle back to an original position. So bring your awareness now to your right leg, your right foot. Flex your right foot and bring your right leg forward about the distance of your foot. And take your legs out to the sides to that letter T. I'm sorry, I said legs, I meant arms. Thank you. And with your right leg, bring it over to the left. Place your heel on your opposite toes. Noticing the sensation in this position. And now bring your right leg back. Relax your foot. Flex your left foot. Straighten your left leg and bring your left leg forward about the distance of your opposite foot. Take your leg over to the right and let your heel rest on your toes. Straighten both legs. And bring your leg back and take a moment, a breath. And when you're ready to transition, bring your knees down, wrap your arms around your shins, a little gentle rocking from side to side. And now roll over onto one side. Take a moment and make this a conscious transition. And when you're ready, come on up onto your hands and knees into the table position. So make sure your wrists are okay. And if they're not okay, then come up to a standing position, bring your hands to a chair, and you can do this that way. Once you're in table, a few rounds of cat and cow. Exhale, round your back up, tuck your chin. Inhale, arch your back, open your collarbone, lift your sitting bones. A few rounds like that, like we do each day. And a little wiggle here and there to find each vertebra. Bring awareness to each vertebra. In gratitude for what these vertebra do together to support you. And now come on back into child's pose. Separate your knees, bring your hips to your heels, and take a few moments here. Forehead touches the ground, or you can make a pillow with your forearms. Come on back up into table. And now turn your toes under and press yourself up into downward facing dog pose. Bring your knees up off the ground so you're on your hands and your feet and your hips are in the air. And in this position now, do a few rounds of cat and cow, bicycle your legs, move around, let your body explore the space around you. Find cat and cow in this position, in this shape. It's a different shape, it feels different. So just a moving, dynamic, downward facing dog. That's it, beautiful. And come on back down onto your knees, go back into child's pose. Come on back up into table and come around to a seated position on your mat or on a cushion. Come into easy sitting position. Sukhasana is the Sanskrit name. One leg in front of the other. Remember, you can extend your leg out if you're having a cranky knee or hip time today. Sit up straight and let's prepare for our seated twist, our first seated twist. So take one hand to the opposite knee, other hand behind, straighten your spine, turn, keep turning in the direction that you're going, engage your belly. And once you're in the twist, take both of your shoulders back. Check in, see how your neck feels. Know where your head is. And ideally, your chin is parallel to the floor. And we've been doing this pose a few days now, so you might find that we're holding just a little longer to go a little deeper into the poses. Exhale, come on back. Back to center, unwind. Take your other hand to the opposite knee. Work your belly into the pose, other hand behind you. Both shoulders are back. And there's no stress in your neck. Let the twist happen in your body. Feel it in your body. From your belly into your diaphragm, up into your chest. Feel that spiral. Sitting bones on the ground. Exhale, come on back. Back to center. Take one arm up to the sky, reach up. Sitting bones are grounding you. Reach up high, long through your side body. Bend at the elbow, reach to that place between your shoulder blades. Bring your other hand to your elbow, draw that elbow back. Gazing on the horizon, like that. Wait for the exhale, come on back. And take your other hand, reach up, sitting bones grounding you. Long side body, reach up for that apple on the tree and bend at the elbow. Go to that place between your shoulder blades, maybe a little massage there, like that. Other hand to your elbow, draw the elbow back. Beautiful. Gazing on the horizon. Exhale, release. Untangle your legs and go into the other position with the other leg in front. And let's prepare for our seated twist on this side. One hand across to the opposite knee, other hand behind, twist in that direction. Little movement in your belly. Bring the spiral into your diaphragm, up into your chest. Both shoulders back. Easy breath. As your body allows, go deep into the twist. Twists bring flexibility into your spine. Twists support strength in your body. There's six movements of the spine. These are two of them. Cat and cow, two others. Exhale, come on back. Other hand to the opposite knee, twist, belly, whole body twisting. Come on back. And the last two movements of the spine are side bending. So bring your hand to one side of your body and just walk your hand away. Keep both sitting bones on the ground. As you lean toward that side, hand walks away. As you lean a little more toward that side, other hand can be on your hip. Walk your hand back. Come on back to center. Like that. And then the other hand to the floor. Opposite hand on your hip. Walk that hand away, leaning to this side. Beautiful. Come on back up. Back to center. And now open your legs into a V. Make your legs active. Point your toes up to the sky. And here we'll do another side bending twist. So take one hand to your thigh And then walk that hand down that leg toward your toes or your calf, other hand to your hip. Incline the heart up toward the sky. Like that. And wait for the inhale. Come on back up. Back to center. A breath. Other hand to your thigh. Walk that hand down your leg. Other hand to your hip. Reaching for any part of your leg. Turn your body up. Turn your body up. And notice where your head is. Ideally, we always want, or usually, we want our head in a nice line with our spine. And when the head is in a nice line with your spine, if you like, you can turn and look up. Come on back up. Back to center. And we'll do one more seated pose. So with the legs in a V, drop your chin and just let your body curl down towards the earth. Press yourself up, back up to center, and take your fingertips underneath your knees. Little massage as you bring your knees up and bring your feet together into butterfly pose. This often feels wonderful after you've been in wide-legged pose. And just take a moment here. And now bring your knees together and roll down onto your back. And take a moment in relaxation pose. Lengthen your legs. Take your arms up to the sky, palms facing the wall in front of you. With your shoulders on the ground, take your arms over your head. Just go where you can go naturally and easily. Maybe your arms will go to the floor, maybe not. And inhale, bring your arms back up. Exhale your arms out into a T. And bring your knees up with your feet on the ground. And take a moment, arrive into this position. Bring your knees and feet together. And now bring your awareness to your right leg, right foot. Keep your knees together. Lift your right leg about 45 degrees, like that. Keeping your knees connected. Flex your right foot. Make that right leg active. Relax your arms and shoulders. And now bring your leg up a little higher, leaving the connection to your opposite knee. Keep your leg straight. Yeah, beautiful, like that. Exhale, bend your knee, bring your foot to the ground. Pause. And bring your awareness to your left leg, left foot. Keep your knees connected, lift your left leg. Keep a little press with the knees, flexing your left foot. Easy breath. And now bring your leg a little higher. Yes, nice. And bend your knee, bring your foot to the ground. Pause with the breath. Separate your feet about the width of your yoga mat. Going to do a lying down twist. So let both of your knees drop into the same direction. Let your knees drop to the ground in the same direction. Like that, both shoulders on the ground. And if you like, you can take your underneath foot and place it on your top knee. Like that. Inhale, come on back up. And separate your feet about the width of your yoga mat. Let your knees drop over to the other side. And you can stay in this twist. It's a beautiful twist. Or if you like, take your underneath foot and place it your top knee. Just adds a little weight to the twist. Inhale, come on back up. And with your feet on the ground and your knees up, take a few moments with your breath. And now let's do another lying down twist. So take your right outer ankle to your left knee. And take a moment here. Just within your body, you don't have to use your hands. Press your right knee away from you. Again, seeking a little opening in the hip joint. And now let your left knee drop down to the ground. Your right foot comes flat to the ground. And continue moving the top knee, the right knee away from you. Stay present with the sensations on this side. Jean, I think that as I'm looking at you, take your knee in the opposite direction. Like that. Left. There we go. That's it. Just go where you can go. Inhale, come on back up. Untangle with your feet on the ground and your knees up. Take your left outer ankle to your right knee. And just take a moment here, pressing that left knee away from you. And let the right knee come down to the right. That's it, in this twist. Just go where you can go. Some of you, your foot comes down to the ground. Others, it doesn't. It's okay. Taking your time, finding your way into each of these poses, each of these shapes. There's no hurry. Inhale, come on back up. And bring your feet to the ground with your knees up. Lengthen both legs, one leg at a time. This is not our last pose. We're just taking a moment here. And bring your knees up once again. Bring your right knee into your chest, little press. Take your belt now, put your belt around your right foot. And take your right leg straight up to the sky. Lengthen your left leg on your mat. And remember, your leg does not have to be 90 degrees. Just seek a straight leg. And we're just going to do the twist in this sequence today. So take the belt into your left hand, right arm out to the side, take your leg over to the left, coming up onto your hip, both shoulders on the ground. We're working quite a bit with those six movements of the spine today. Inhale, come on back up. And just bend your knee, remove your belt. Lengthen your leg, take a breath. And let's go to the second side. So bring your knees up, feet on the ground. Bring your left knee in, a little press. Put the belt around your left foot. And take this leg up. And if you like, you can lengthen your right leg on your mat. And now take the belt into your right hand. And come on into this lying down twist on this side. Take your leg over to the right. Just go where you can go, where your body goes easily and naturally. If there's an intense sensation, then back off, having respect for your body. Wait for the inhale, come on back up. And bend your knee, remove your belt, lengthen your leg, And another moment in relaxation. And now bring your knees up. Let's close our practice today with the therapeutic bridge pose. So bring your knees up, feet on the ground. Walk your feet towards your buttocks, knees and feet are about hip width. Bring your arms in close. Let your upper arms be touching your body. Bend at the elbows, palms face each other. So these upper arms, they're part of the foundation. Upper arms pressing, feet pressing. Move your knees forward. It's quite easy. Move your knees forward. Hips come right up. Beautiful. And now bring awareness to your shin bones. Feet are pressing. Shin bones move forward. Knees move forward. Rotate your thighs inward toward each other. Beautiful. Draw your sacrum up. Heart center opens to the sky. Easy breath. Exhale, come on down. Lengthen one leg, lengthen the other leg, unless your back is asking you to keep your knees up. Open your palms a few inches from your body or bring your hands to your belly. And I'd like to honor the yoga pets in the room as well. So coming into Shavasana, coming into relaxation. And I'm going to ring the bell now to close our class, and then I'm going to leave the room. So stay in relaxation as long as you like. You have 7 minutes before the next sit starts. Namaste. Om. Om.